The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, it's Andy Jackson from Riverview, Florida, and I love listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is Jeff from Texas, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles and More podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike Trummel from Lane, Illinois, and I love the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is Susanna Cruz, and I am from Chicago, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast.
Hi, Mike and Michelle. This is Rick Pete from Crystal Lake, Illinois, and just want to say that I just love the Mickey Miles podcast. Keep doing what you're doing.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 523 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos, and we are in the midst of trying to dwindle down and try to figure out which of the Pixar films is our favorite. And we've been going through brackets, and we are now getting into the quarter, semi, and final rounds. And we hope that you're playing along with us as we try to pick what we think is our favorite Pixar film. And it always comes down to what the matchups are. So we hope that you play along with us and enjoy as we get closer and closer to picking number one. So, Chris, take it away.
Here we go. Next round. Ding, ding, ding. First up, this is going to be rough, guys. Now we're going to start getting really rough. Toy Story versus WALL-E. Michelle.
Toy Story.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I could watch Toy Story and have dozens of times. I guess it's, you know, if I'm interested in seeing the story over and over again. I liked WALL-E. I don't think I could watch it 100 times.
Hmm. Okay. Mike?
I think I'd have to go with Toy Story 2 because I think that it was just...
Toy Story also?
Toy Story also, yes.
As well.
Because I just think that it was made for the audience. And the audience embraced the characters and they saw themselves as being a child and the toys that they played with. So I think that this is a no-brainer against WALL-E.
And here's the other thing, too. With the Apple Watch update, I keep on looking at my Toy Story characters on my Apple Watch, and I love it.
I did that too. I actually added that to my Apple Watch as well.
Every time I see the Toy Story, I just, it's awesome. So that tells me something.
Yeah. I mean, I love Toy Story. I mean, it's the originator. It's the end-all, be-all. I love the concept and the writing it was a whole new world. I mean, it doesn't matter any at this point. I'm going to be out, but I do love WALL-E. There's just something about a movie where the first like third of the movie is in silence and everything is being explained to you in the visuals. I just find that absolutely amazing and fascinating. I would have chosen WALL-E, but based on our pullouts here, it seems that that's not going to be the case. So it is Toy Story.
I think as an artist, Chris, I think that was pretty much what I was going to expect from you, because you know how difficult it is to show emotion, expression, and what the character is feeling and trying to say just through mannerisms and, you know, expressions and stuff like that. So, yeah, I could see you going that way.
It was a
but you're voted out. You're voted out.
I know. I'm screwed. Sorry, WALL-E. I love you. So. All right, Michael, here we go. Next one up. So we have Ratatouille versus Finding Nemo. What are you thinking?
I think Finding Nemo by a pretty good margin, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What makes you think so?
I think that there is a... again, you've got a relationship on the screen that I think really works with the audience. You've got a parent who's looking for a child, And I just think that everybody kind of gets caught up in it. So I think Nemo gets the nod here.
I will have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. I love Ratatouille. I think it's a well. I know the story behind Ratatouille is that it was started. It was not going well. They brought Brad Bird in to kind of save the day on it, and he did an amazing job. If you can make me, the germaphobe, be excited that a rat is preparing food, you've won the day. But I think Finding Nemo is just emotionally a stronger movie, and being a parent, it really hit home with me.
Besides, so fish are friends, yeah. You know?
Yep. Michelle?
Finding Nemo. And, you know, in addition to my criteria of wanting to watch it over and over again, I just think the story in Animal Kingdom, the stage show to which they added music, mm-hmm. It just shows you that what a strong story it is. And I could see that one again and again, too.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Of course, it's a great soundtrack. It's by the people who wrote,
It's
the Book of Mormon and Frozen, yeah. And things like that. So, yeah, it's great. But, yeah, is great
Tommy
story.
Tommy Newman?
No. Is it Robert? Is it Rodriguez?
Randy Newman?
No.
Not Randy Newman. Hold on.
They wrote the Book of Mormon.
For Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo the musical.
Oh, Finding Nemo the musical. Because I was going to say, I think Tommy Newman did the soundtrack for... Finding Nemo, the film.
Yeah, no, I think I'm talking about somebody else. Book of Mormon. I'll figure it out who it is. Okay. But anyway,
I'll figure it out. So, needless to say, the next one is so hard for me. But I'm going first. And this group is going to be Monsters Incorporated versus The Incredibles. Like I said, I love Monsters Incorporated. I think it's one of the most perfect films. I think The Incredibles is absolutely a stunning film. I'm having a tough time with this one, but I think Monsters Incorporated edges it out just in terms of the emotional weight of it. In my mind, at the end of that movie, I was hit in the chest, whereas The Incredibles was a superhero movie, which I'm so used to, but so I'm going to choose Monsters Incorporated. Michelle?
It's a close one because those are my two favorites there. So I would say I just love Monsters, Inc. It has to be Monsters, Inc. for me. Could watch it over and over and over again. Love it.
Interesting. Michael, that you really get a real chance on this one.
Well, the thing is that I don't think that Monsters, Inc. I don't think that The Incredibles was as original as Monsters, Inc. When you think about what the animators did, what the guys at Pixar said, let's take the concept of monsters and let's turn it around so that our audience of 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids are going to love the monsters. And sure enough, they figured out a way to do it and make us laugh at the same time. So Monsters, Inc. gets my vote.
Let's remember there are gals at Pixar, too. Yeah. Not just guys.
The folks. The folks. All right. Okay, Michelle. So the next one up is, God, this one's going to be tough for me, too. It's two Pete Doctor movies. They are Up and Inside Out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
So that composer is Robert Lopez, by the way, for the Finding Nemo the musical. So what did you say? Up and
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
It sounds like a dance move. Up and Inside Out.
That's tough for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose this because I think of the novelty of this idea and also, again, the watchability. I think it has to be Inside Out.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know if it's because I teach cognitive psychology. I just thought, oh my gosh, that's so clever. It's so, so clever. Right. So well done.
Yeah.
So,
Mike, what do you think? Up or Inside Out?
I am going to go with Up because I think that it touches people more than Inside Out. I agree with Michelle that the concept was very novel, and they did a really good job of you know, putting that together. But I had to choose. If I was given a chance to have one in my collection, I would go with Up.
Hmm. Yeah, this one's tough for me. I will go by the fact that I've watched Up many more times than Inside Out. I think I love both of them. Like I said, I love Pete Docter's work, but I think I have to go with Up on this one. Sorry, Michelle.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll get you back.
Mm-hmm. You're always trouble.
You chose wisely.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give Monsters, Inc. a bye for this week, for this one. And we're going to start off with who was the first one on the last one? That was Michelle, right?
I
think so.
Yes.
So Mike will go first on this one. So we're getting tougher. Mike, Toy Story versus Finding Nemo.
I think that I'd go with Toy Story. And the reason why I'd go with Toy Story, Chris, is because I think there are just a few. I mean, I think we became more. I think there was more of a bonding between. I think there were more characters to bond with in Toy Story than Nemo. Mm-hmm. There's both of them, you know, there's emotion in both. Probably more in a Nemo, but I just think you just bond more with the Toy Story characters. So I'm going to lean very, very slightly to Toy Story.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm having a tough time with this one. I'm thinking about the endings, and I'm thinking about the joyous, fun ending of Toy Story and sort of the emotional connection at the end of Finding Nemo. And I think I tend to go towards the emotional in my movie going. And as much as I love Toy Story, I think I might have to choose Finding Nemo on this one. Which means that, Michelle, you're going to be the tiebreaker on this one.
Yeah, payback, Chris, payback.
Yeah.
So I love what Mike said about the characters. I think there are more characters that I just, you know, seeing those green army men, or, you know, seeing the pig. The dinosaur. I mean, Rex the dinosaur. But I think the thing that puts it over the top, and the story in both of them is excellent. I think the thing that puts it over the top for me is just the cast of voices in Toy Story. I love hearing Tom Hanks. I love Tim Allen, Annie Potts, Wallace Shawn. I just get a thrill whenever I hear their voices. And, you know, there's some cool voices in Finding Nemo. But everything, if everything is equal, I think that kind of puts it over the top for me. So
Finding Nemo it is. And
I mean, Toy Story. Did I say Finding Nemo?
No, I'm
oh, okay.
Just taking
Toy
over.
Story.
Sorry. Okay. So I guess I just did Mike, so now it's up to me. The next one is going to be Up and A Bug's Life, which is somewhat tough. You know, they talked about the Bug's Life being, you know, they always talk about the sophomore slump. Like, you come out with a product and the second one that comes out is always a disappointment and it doesn't do well. And in the case of Pixar, I think they beat that idea. A Bug's Life was a very, very good movie. I enjoyed it very much and I thought it was a well done movie. But again, I'm going to go with emotion when it comes down to it and always go with Up. So, Michelle, what do you think?
I agree. I think you summarized it beautifully. I think that Up would have to win for me.
Michael?
You know, usually when you have two Disney animated films and one involves insects or animals and the other one involves humans as the main characters, the humans usually fall second. But I think in this case, the way that those guys were portrayed, the way that... what's the man's name? The way he was portrayed and the way that the story was told, I think that it was very, very well done. And I think that just, you know, that plus the emotion kind of, mm-hmm. you know, just leaves A Bug's Life in the dust, you might say.
Carl Fredrickson. It
is Carl Fredrickson.
Carl. Oh. Carl and Ellie.
Carl and Ellie. Frank. Yeah. I said Frank. Well, Fredrickson, Frank.
Close enough. But, all right, so we're going to give up a buy on this one. So now we're counting down. We have only one connection to go here. So, Michelle, I'm kind of, well, this one might be tough for you. Toy Story versus Monster Inc. And I guess you know what we go know which one you love. So
yeah, it's gonna be Monsters Inc. for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love it.
Mike, love what's the story?
This is a tough one, but I think that there are more lovable characters in Toy Story, so I'm going with Toy Story.
Oh man, we each had like this like moment where you have to tie break and like you know it's you're gonna cut your child in half, right? I mean, I mean, like I said, I love Toy Story. I think it set the bar really high. But Monsters, Inc. is, you know, the emotional impact of that one is just really heavy duty for me. So it's going to be Monsters, Incorporated.
Kidding.
Okay. So here we go. Michael.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is our last bracket. We're down to the end. It's a Pete Docter runoff. We have Monsters Incorporated versus Up. Where are you going?
Who would have thought that Up would have been, you know, surviving all these brackets and make it to the top only to be dashed by the three of us? So all three of us are probably going to pick Monsters, Inc. I am.
You think? Yeah, that's what you're picking?
Yep.
Wow. See, I as much as I love Monsters, Inc., I'm going with Up. I think that one had a big emotional impact in the beginning. And it followed up with a really uplifting emotional impact at the end. So I'm going to go with Up. So, Michelle, you get to decide the whole kit and caboodle.
It's going to be Up. No, it isn't. You know what it's going to be. Monsters, Inc. Yeah.
Monsters, Incorporated.
Yeah, I've said it.
All right.
Yeah, love it. Now
that's interesting. You know, it's funny. When I started this thing, I put up the brackets. That was not one of the ones I thought was going to be at the end. I mean, I honestly thought it was great, but I thought there was going to be some other ones. It's interesting the way the brackets work out. But, yeah, Monsters Incorporated is a great film. So, Mike, how are you feeling about this?
Well, I think that it all comes down to you know, how the brackets line up. And I think that there are probably two or three that we probably envisioned to make it close to the finals, and I think Toy Story would be one of them, and I think Monsters, Inc. would be another one. Maybe Finding Nemo would have been a third. I think that all three of us probably had three or four that we thought would probably, you know, be to the top, and it comes down to the brackets. So I think if we did it again and the brackets were different, it's possible that we'd have the same result, but maybe not.
But it's interesting, too, Michelle. Like, do you think there's a couple that... I mean, I know there's a couple that I consider not up there. Like, there's a couple that should belong at the bottom.
What's going to happen is we're all going to watch Cars 3, and that's going to be our favorite movie.
That'll totally be the end of the deal. But, yeah, I mean, there are definitely movies, The Good Dinosaur and Brave, which I think on most people's list would be on the bottom. I think Cars 2 would be on the bottom as well. But
wasn't Dinosaur a Pixar movie? No.
No, that was actually a regular Disney animation movie.
Oh, okay.
That was also crappy too.
I would say it was bad. I wouldn't use that word, but yeah.
What about Moana? Was that a Disney movie too? That wasn't Pixar.
Moana?
Was that Pixar? Moana.
Moana is totally a Disney animation movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know it becomes weird towards the end.
The lines are very thin. Yeah.
Well, yeah, towards the end, they bought out Pixar, and then John Lasseter kind of got in charge of both animation houses. So we sort of have this competing equal brothers thing now that goes on. And like I said, if we want to in the future, we can go through the Disney animation movies. There's 50 of them. So however long this episode is. Consider it probably a couple episodes, but it would be definitely interesting, you know, because you're talking about movies like Sleeping Beauty and Snow White versus you know, Tangled and Moana. So it should be an interesting battle to see where we come out on top. So
wow.
Hopefully if people like this one.
Do you think you've seen
them all? I've seen most of them. I looked through the list today. And if you want, I can give you the quick run through of them.
Sure.
So it's, these are totally out of order because I had them randomly generated, but I'll do it backwards just to screw everybody up. Pinocchio, Dinosaur, Mulan, Moana, The Aristocats, Frozen, The Rescuers, Cinderella, Brother Bear, Aladdin, Lady and the Tramp, Me the Robinsons, The Little Mermaid, Fantasia, The Emperor's New Groove, Hercules,
The Jungle Book,
yeah, Wreck-It Ralph, The Fox and the Hound, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, Treasure Planet, The Lion King, Sleeping Beauty, Bolt, Oliver and Company, Dumbo, Atlantis, The Lost Empire, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Sword in the Stone, Tangled, The Black Cauldron, Bambi, Lilo and Stitch, Pocahontas, 101 Dalmatians, The Princess and the Frog, Alice in Wonderland, The Great Mouse Detective, Beauty and the Beast, Home on the Range, Chicken Little, Peter Pan, Zootopia, The Rescuers Down Under, Big Hero 6, Robin Hood, Fantasia 2000, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and Tarzan. So that would be the 50 that we would do if we wanted to do this. So I would hope to hear from our listeners if they wanted to hear this. I think it's exciting. It'd be fun to kind of go through them.
Yeah, but I would have to. I've seen probably 45 of them, but I haven't seen 50.
That's okay.
A few that I haven't seen, but some of them give me a shiver right up my spine. Like Treasure Planet.
Yeah. But you know, again, the fun of the brackets is, you know, you don't know who's up against what, and where we go from there is interesting. So that's it. Right. So thanks for playing along, Monsters Incorporated. I'm going to go watch it tonight now.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Kitty.
Kitty, I love Boo. I really do. I think if I could go trick or treating, I would go as Boo.
Mike Wazowski.
A big Boo Boo, yeah.
Wazowski.
Well, Chris, thank you for putting that together. I know you probably labored a few hours putting that together, and appreciate the effort, and I think it was fun. I hope everybody out there in podcast land enjoyed that and played along, and I'd love to hear how you would have voted, who or what film you probably felt would have made it to the top and didn't, and which one you would have picked and why. We're really curious to find out. So again, Chris, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So, for Chris Eliopoulos and for Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.